I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Kate. You just mentioned laugh tracks to Arwen, and it made me go, do we need one of those? Is that funny?
No, those days are over. Don't do that.
Well, I know they're over, but everything comes back around.
Even Arwen is shaking her head saying, don't do that. Everyone's shaking their head. No.
I don't really want to do it. It just seemed fun to talk about, but I...
We're not in the same room today.
I know. How's it feel?
This is funny. I feel like we're way back in our days of, let's do podcasts on Saturday morning when we first wake up, and here we are doing exactly that.
Well, I know. We've been on fire, so it's like, you know, you got to...
Well, I saw a lot of you this week. I hope you're not sick of me yet, but at least we don't have to schlep to another side of town to see each other.
You're really exaggerating the 5-minute drive we have. But yeah, it's true. No one, it's raining.
We went downtown today. We were downtown. We had like this week. We made a couple trips downtown during rush hour.
That part of town. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We hate the rain here in LA too. It's raining.
Well, everyone's allergic to the rain here. God forbid we have to go out in it. Leisha, if there's a sprinkle, there's like a 30-car pileup. No one knows how to handle weather in this town. It's true. It happens all the time.
For me, I always notice the drama in everybody's voice.
It's raining. How are you doing? Well, I woke up and it's raining.
What are you going to do in the rain today?
Was it a lot
by
you?
It's like nobody can hit. Anyway,
oh my God.
Who cares? It's raining. How are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
You. How are you?
I'm fine. Anna made a really good Saturday brunch. And
you've already eaten?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Anna makes this, she calls it a Dutch pancake.
Jesus Christ. What is it?
It's really good. She gets some flour, some eggs, and gets a cast iron pan, puts a little butter in a warm cast iron pan.
Oh, I've had these.
Where? At her house? Or at my house? At our house?
Yeah. Her pancakes.
The Dutch pancakes. And they're baked. They're not. So you pour them in this cast iron pan, you pop it in the oven for 15 minutes. And when it comes out, it's this aerated pancake. And you cut them like you would a pie.
It's sort of like a crepe. It tastes like a crepe to
it's
me.
It's fluffier.
It
tastes like a French toast to me. Minus the frying.
You know why? Because it has the baked egg taste.
Right. And the flour represents the bread.
Do you know what
Kim
makes? You know what she makes? She didn't make it today. I'm going to maybe make her do it now that I'm hungry.
What?
She makes the Kevin Bacon pancake.
They're the best. She taught me those.
Yeah. If nobody knows about this, please look it up. Look up Kevin Bacon. I should make sure that that's the Google search.
It is the Kevin Bacon pancakes.
Okay.
She got
not
this.
Pancakes.
She got me into this in 2020. Pancakes.
Okay. Here's what it is. You take a ripe banana. It's got to be almost borderline gross, where the kind of banana you'd probably throw away, but you're like, nope.
It doesn't have to be that ripe. It can also just be a well-ripe banana.
Yeah, but it's more delicious as it because it's sweeter, I think. Yeah. It's, I think, the same way people do banana bread. the same kind of waiting for the banana to get that same kind of way. Okay, you take that. I don't know if it's one egg or two. It might be one. You put one egg in. This is in a bowl.
It depends on how many you want, though. But it depends on how much you want.
Their own serving of Kevin's pancakes.
You put one egg in if you don't want to.
Okay, so you get one banana, one egg, and then you get a big heaping spoonful of creamy almond butter. You squish it all together. I love a blueberry.
Yep.
A cup of blueberries in there. The more the merrier. And you put it in a cast iron skillet, same thing. And so there's no gluten. There's nothing. It's
so good.
It's the most delicious thing.
They're great.
Okay, well, I'm going to have that when I hang up this call.
If it wasn't raining, and you wouldn't risk your life driving over here, then right. I'd say Anna could make you some Dutch pancakes, but maybe next weekend. How's that?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Well, I'm going to see you tonight, so I'll wait for that.
Right. We're going to see each other at a game I don't know how to play.
At Allie Adler's poker night.
Do you know how to play poker?
No. I only faked it at Shane's bar.
Oh, yeah, we all know how that turned out.
I also can't stand poker, but I love Allie, so I'll do anything
too.
For her. But I'd rather be playing charades.
I'd rather just be an adult and hang out. Why do I have to have a game? And I said that in the text message.
I think games are fun, Kate. People do like games.
Yeah, that's fine. But I don't like poker. I don't like card games. I said it to everyone on the text message. I don't know how to play this fucking game.
No,
I just want to see
you all. Allie doesn't care because I've been to her poker games before in the past. She likes to take everyone's money. She doesn't give a shit.
She's also really good.
She plays like professional.
She played with Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner played with her.
Massive like poker champion.
But she's basically kind of like a shark. I'm going to call her a shark. One time I took Allie to one of those events you and I did, like at Dinosaur, where we showed up for something.
You took Allie to Dinosaur?
Yeah, I was like, come with me. This is like 20 years ago.
Wow.
And she, of course, left the event to go gamble at that kind of like low-rent casino in Palm Springs. Yep. I shouldn't say that. I don't want the mafia after me, but like, you know, it was like whatever the casino's in town. And she won thousands of dollars.
I think the mafia moved out of the Palm Springs.
Oh, did you know this?
60s or 70s. Okay.
So they...
You're okay.
She won, like she played all night or something or all day, whatever it was, and won thousands and thousands of dollars. And then I went to meet her and she had all this cash and she was like, let me buy you something fancy. Like we totally did this. She's like, anything you want in the casino. We were like dying laughing because like, what are you going to get there? And we went in some jewelry store that had like kind of trashy jewelry. And she bought, we like acted like we were buying the biggest, fanciest. And it was like this fake gold with like fake diamonds, huge like Elvis ring. Then we pretended she was like buying it for me. Like I was her lady, even though we were just friends.
Wow.
It was really, I had it for years. I'm actually sad I don't have it right now.
Where is it? What'd you do with it?
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so this episode is going to be a repeat. Yeah. We should probably say that.
It is a repeat, but it's a worthy repeat.
Right. And we're also repeating these episodes.
Because we're prepping for the big release. Wow, I sound like Leisha. Get ready, guys. It's so much like...
I don't know why I'm getting a bad rap for exciting people. Why is this a bad quality?
It's just because everyone's learning to never rob a bank with you. We're all learning that at the same time. You get very enthusiastic about things.
I'm sorry, I'm excited about things that we do. Do you want me to be like?
I don't know. No, it was a matter of like. It was a matter of controlling the information that. Yes.
Listen, if they don't know it's coming, they're going to feel blindsided.
I don't think they have that problem.
I do. I think if you don't tell it. By the way, the entire advertising industry is based on this concept, which is. You let people know something's about to arrive.
Why are you an actor then? You should be like, working even in
like,
advertising.
Even like
the, you'd be great. Oh my God. You
in
could own
Guys and Dolls.
You could own an advertising firm, Leisha. You'd kill it.
I'd be so good at it.
Yeah. Like it's
yeah,
your
you
instinct.
Like, it's like,
of,
it's
like,
called
you know
hype.
How to do this.
It's like you hype, and then boom, everyone knows. It's like a record release. It's coming. It's going to, it comes out. If all of us, I mean, I know that the trendy thing is the drop. So actually, like, I'm a little bit wrong because nothing's what? Just drop. You know, like if Beyonce has a record, she just drops it out of the blue.
I love that concept. Okay, you just drop it. Boom. But you have to be of a certain stature to have that land.
That's what I'm saying. With us, we need to let them know it's coming so they actually tune in. If we drop it, I bet episodes and episodes would go by until someone even caught on. And I don't think we're at the Beyonce level. Call me crazy.
I was
going to
say, I think we're a lot of things, but we're not Beyonce. That.
It's true.
There can only be one, and we're not it.
Do we have a ship name? Has anyone ever shipped us?
No.
That's weird.
Well, I don't know, actually. Have they?
I mean,
what would be the ship name for the two of us?
It would probably be Keisha, but that's for me little... and Kim. No, I'm kidding. Late? Oh, late's good.
Late? Lecha?
No. Lecha.
Kecha? Kecha? I don't know.
No.
I don't think our names think work late. Well together in a ship. We're late. It doesn't work.
I love it.
I'm not feeling it.
I think it's hilarious.
Let's leave it up to Pockets. They can come up with a ship name if they're clever. I leave it in their hands.
Well, so we're going to replay a Q&A, and we want everyone to know that we'd like to do a Q&A once a month. Correct, Kate? Just
that
one?
That is correct. Okay. Yes.
So we're going to give you that. We'd love you to write in. You can start now. Because we'll just make the questions.
Yeah, I'm
going to
give you the email. Listen, here's the email. Ready? Everyone grab a pen. All right, you have a pen? Great. Okay. It's Kate and Leisha. I'm going to spell it for you. kateandleisha@gmail.com.
Right. kateandleisha@gmail.com.
Bon?
Mm-hmm.
Pants.
Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress, and I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like, I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into bed.
Okay, Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep, are you hot, are you cold, are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. Honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I am a 45-year-old lesbian in Indianapolis, and I am calling because I seriously need some advice. I have been single now for 2.5 years, like without dating anybody, talking to anybody. But being completely sober-minded, you know, I can't have a glass of wine, I can't, you know, anything. It is so hard to meet people. I don't even know where to begin. Like, the dating apps are a nightmare. They are atrocious. And the older you get, the slimmer the pickings. And here in Indiana, it is truly the chart. A clusterfuck of people that lead back to exes. And I know you're both, you know, happily taken. So where do you meet somebody? You know, how do you meet somebody when you literally just work and come home?
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, girl. I feel for you, sister, so much. I mean, you live in a town where it is the chart. Dating apps are awful. We are in a pandemic. You know, you're trying to like improve your life and yourself. There's a lot going on. Where does one start?
Yeah. And do you even want to go to a bar? Like,
no.
It's just like, ugh.
I think bars in Indianapolis are probably open, but
I know. I don't know that. Protocol right now, but I'm just saying, like, we're getting a lot of questions about this lately, and I think it's because
dating.
Of the
well,
pandemic.
Yeah.
I think, well, because you know, we've all been apart,
yeah,
and now everybody's like, how do we?
And you know, well,
we do this
I think
again?
It's starting to. I think every, you know, we've heard like from you know last May of like loneliness and like you know couples like bickering with each other, but I think now it's all starting to percolate more, right? Because we're coming out of it.
Which part?
It's just maybe all of it, but like the dating part, right? Like I'm going to put myself in those shoes for a minute. It's, you know, we all were like sequestered at home. None of us could do anything. The world is, or the country is slowly starting to open up. And now that it's slowly starting to open up, you're getting options. But after a year of being locked in your home, you're kind of like, well, where the fuck do I go? Where do I even begin?
Yeah.
Who's out there? You know, did people move? Did they not? Are they, who's vaxxed?
I think
who's
a lot
not?
Of people moved.
A lot of people moved out of LA, but it's like, it's kind of like that pressure
no,
to be like,
from
now
wherever
I have,
they were.
Right. But now it's that pressure. I would think if I was in this place, it would be that pressure of thinking, oh God, now I have to like, try to like not make up for lost time, but like get back out there. And what have I missed? Well, nothing really, because everyone's missed something, but it's that pressure to be like, all right, well, life is kind of starting again. What does that mean? It's a lot. That's a lot of head stress.
Yeah. It's like an old car that hasn't been driven and you
exactly.
go out and you're like, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, how do you?
Exactly.
Okay. I might've said this a million years ago. I might've said this like, cause we've been doing this a while now. Mm. So I apologize if I'm repeating myself.
It's okay.
But someone told me when I was single, the best place to meet people is through your own interests. Like if you go do things you love to do, you're going to meet like-minded people at the same event. So you're already kind of starting off with things in common. I thought that was kind of cool. Like if you love to ski, go skiing, you're going to meet someone out there who's like, happens to be there. You know what I mean? It kind of ups your chances of, you know, not meeting people in bars, not meeting people online. And it's like through, you know, things you really like to do in life. And I thought that was good advice. So I'm just repeating it, but I thought it was great.
I had some advice once when I was single. He was saying to me, he's like, I know that, you know, when you want to meet someone, you want to meet someone, you want it to happen immediately and have all of, you know, your desires, you know, brought to the forefront. Yeah, met immediately. He's like, but really, he's like, the trick is you have to just relax into it. Meaning you really just have to live your life and focus on yourself and do the things that give you pleasure and trust that it will come to you when it's meant to come to you, when you're ready, and to just relax into it. And that's weird,
yeah.
Fucked up advice, but it hit me and I thought,
No, but it's, I love it. Yeah, I love it. And also it's like very much like a rom-com, like your perfect mm-hmm. movie where like the character's just been through it all. And then, you know, they're at a library and they round the corner and look up and there's, you know, it's like that love at first sight thing. I love that shit.
In the last 5 minutes there's Mark Ruffalo. You know, he's like, oh, I wanted to get that book too. And then like credits roll and that's the end. It's snowing outside.
Well, mine was more in the middle and then I wanted to watch the relationship unfold. But
mine was like,
it's a good cliffhanger.
Why did I use Mark Ruffalo as a thing?
I have no idea.
I think he used to be in a rom-com.
I was going to ask you about it later.
I don't know.
I hate rom-coms.
I really do. That's for whatever reason.
I'm sure you do.
The one I saw.
That makes sense.
What makes sense?
That you would hate a rom-com.
Oh, I hate a rom-com.
That lines up.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Leisha. This is Sarah. I'm a librarian calling from St. Louis, Missouri. And my question for you is, now that I'm vaccinated, like many others, I'm excited for the opportunity to travel once again. So
question one is, what are your favorite places to visit? And question two is, what are the places like parks and museums or whatever in those locations that you love visiting in particular? So selfishly, I'm kind of just looking for ideas on unique places to go now that traveling is something that we can do again in the near future.
Thank you.
She's
adorable. Did we answer this? I think we answered something similar.
We have talked about places we want to go and I think she's looking for more specifics and possibly places we go back and back and back to.
I'd like to go back to Paris. I'd really like to go back to Paris. I'd like to go back to Tokyo as well. Have you been to Tokyo?
Many times. I love it there.
Brazil. I'd like to go back to Brazil. I'd like to go back to Brazil. My trip got cut short last year because of COVID. I'd like to actually have my beach holiday without being, you know, rushed out.
Or scared. I think she's looking for more specifics. Let me think. Should I go and see if it sparks you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm turning 50 in July, so I've thought a lot about what I want to do for my birthday. And I don't want to do something on my birthday, but I definitely want to plan a trip that I can go on with my girlfriend when we're both free. And I want to go to Italy. And I think the part I want to go to is Puglia, which is sort of the boot part. And I want to go all up and down that part for like 10 days.
Nice.
I want to do that. And then the place that I go back to 3 to 4 times a year when I'm not working is Marfa, Texas. That's like my, it's the place I go unwind. Like the second I drive in, all my stress goes away. I bring my paints with me. I bring my dog. I literally just like hang out, breathe fresh air, drive my truck, you know, go grab an ice cold beer on a hot day. It's just a very specific love of mine that makes me like come back to life.
Okay. I get the question now. I'd like to go to Berlin very much. And I'd like to go to the area where my family is from. It's on the Austrian border. It's called Markneukirchen. I'd like to see that with my own two eyes. And as for locally, I love going back home to Philly. I just love that city so much. And I think I'm going to get a chance to be there in June because I have to go to New York for a minute and I'll shoot down to Philly. But Philly's kind of the place where I go and I just check out for a little while. And it's nice.
Pants.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Lisa and Kate. My name is Lane. I'm from Springfield, Missouri. My wife and I are huge fans. I wanted to ask, what would you have changed the ending to in the original series had Jenny not died? And if you did not change it, or maybe if you did, I don't know, surprise me, would you have done an L Word movie had there not been a reboot of Generation Q?
What would the finale? So what?
Well, here's the thing. It's not just the finale. The whole last season was built on some sort of weird, like, murder mystery, right?
Mystery.
which was just, and Eileen has said it publicly, so we can laugh with her, that she regrets that choice. Yeah. So I think,
well, you know why, Leisha, is because they were going to do that spinoff that you were a part of. And that last season was,
okay, let's not blame me.
I'm not blaming you. You didn't come up with the idea. What I'm saying is that was the catalyst for that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And one thing I remember that all of us said at that time was, the show is about love and friendship. Why aren't we ending with friendship and love?
Exactly.
And that would have been a very satisfying conclusion.
Remember in the finale when we were filming and Eileen was like, I just want you all to be suspicious and look at each other with mistrust.
All of you were guilty.
One of you were guilty. We were like, who? Who's guilty? Like, how did Jenny die?
I was like, it's Leisha. Leisha's guilty because she's going off to the farm.
Well, I was falsely accused. I was falsely accused in the spinoff.
That's right. Oh, so you were going to leave by episode
me.
Three.
Okay. And, I can already give you that news.
I remember she just wanted all of us to be guilty.
Right. And we'd...
when we had to do those confessional scenes, remember all that? And we would have to sit in there individually. Just be guilty.
With Xena the Warrior Princess.
Correct. And that, unfortunately, was my last day of work for that series.
We had to get together and do that thing where we held hands and walked into the police station with the wind blowing in our hair. Remember that?
No, but we were on a
catwalk,
raised platform with a green screen
and a couple of giant fans. And we had to hold hands and laugh as we walked to the police station.
As we walked into the ether of guilt and death and suspicion. It's been a fun 6 years, everyone.
Hope you liked it. Yeah. To answer your question, we don't. I think I would have just kept it on track in the direction we were heading up into season 6 when it all kind of derailed.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Weren't Matt and Tina, weren't they leaving? Didn't they sell their house? Weren't they moving? Or did they just renovate?
I think they were moving to New York.
Okay,
I mean, we can sit here and guess all day long, but this is one of the reasons we need to watch it again and recap it, because there's so much I don't remember. But I believe they were moving to New York. Yeah.
So there's one conclusion.
Yeah, that's all we had.
You know.
And your second question was, if there had not been a reboot, would we have done a movie? No. There was such a major rumor floating around for 10 years that there was going to be an L-word movie. We never heard anything about it. Eileen
also,
never brought it up.
They didn't make movies.
Yeah.
They didn't make movies for TV shows. That didn't exist. The only one that seems to have existed
Sex
in my
in
memory
the city.
Is Breaking Bad. Oh, and Sex and the City.
Yeah,
but
people
then,
did
most
it.
Recently, El Camino. But not... usually, and it had to be a very certain kind of show to do it. Most like that didn't exist, especially when we were off the air in the years following it.
Yeah, there
Sex and the City was like a behemoth of a show. I mean, that was just, I mean, it was Sex and the fucking City.
I don't know if this the L word movie would have filled movie theaters. I don't think it was anyone was like, that's a great idea. I think it would have been really niche and like, where would it have, it was before streaming. So like, where would you put it out? I guess if streaming was around, they could have been like, you know, released on some sort of streaming service.
Oh, well, streaming changed the game.
I know, that existed back then. Yeah,
for sure.
Probably would have had a movie. But we're happy to do a reboot anyway, because it lasts longer and then we can really explore these stories. Whereas like a movie, you have to like tie it up.
Long story, long form storytelling is always more satisfying in this circumstance, I think.
Yeah, there's too many characters to, like, follow up with for a movie.
Hi, ladies. My name is Sahad, phonetically pronounced S-A-H-A-D. Anyway, my question for you guys is, have you ever been in a relationship where you're really into the person, but they are, like, really, really, really into you? And it's not that I don't love my girlfriend. I love her very, very much. But, you know, sometimes it's like, wow, she really loves me. And sometimes I just feel awkward with some of the things that she says, and that's just all crickets. So, and I don't want to be an asshole. So I was just wondering if you have ever been there, and what have you done?
I have to say, luckily, it's always been reciprocated until it hasn't, you know what I mean? But I've never been in that uncomfortable thing where I'm like, that almost sounds like, I don't know, it's too much. Like, are you safe?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Is she like... Is she like a stalk? Is she like, I don't know. It's making me think of like misery or something.
No, I think her girlfriend really, really likes her and is all in. And it sounds like, you know, she's like, I really like you too, but ease up a little bit. That's how I'm translating it.
Right.
I mean, sometimes the problem is that sometimes in that circumstance, there's an imbalance of power. And the question is, the person that is feeling less than usually has more power because they have less to lose, you know?
When you say power, what do you mean?
Power, meaning that like, you know.
Oh, if I lose you, I lose everything. And like, meanwhile, you're like, I'll be okay.
If I lose you, I'll be fine. It's that sort of thing. Exactly. Like maybe a wandering eye is involved. I mean, who knows? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that there seems to be sometimes an imbalance of power. And you got to be mindful of that.
I see what you're saying. That's really insightful, Kate.
No, it's not. It's logic.
No, but I wouldn't have thought of that.
But thank you. But I just think with that sort of thing, you have to be mindful so as to not hurt the other person's feelings. So if you're not feeling it, I mean, you might really like this girl, but if you're not really, really feeling it, you know, do yourself and more importantly, her a favor and do let her know. Don't lead her on. That's cruel.
Can we find out what the girlfriend does? If you really think this is a power play, because what if the girlfriend's like the homeowner?
I'm talking in I'm coming at this from a purely emotional place. There's an imbalance of emotional power.
Emotional power.
Yeah. Meaning, Leisha, I'm totally in love with you.
What?
Like, I'm absolutely in love with you.
I knew it.
And you're like, what are you talking about, Kate? Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
If you say, so, and you're not feeling it. Uh-huh. So, but we get into a relationship and I'm gaga for you. I will do, I'm just crazy. Like, I'm just nuts about you. And you like me, but you're maybe a little lukewarm. You're not exactly sure. Maybe there are certain things that I do that bug you. Who knows? Uh-huh. It's easier for you to walk away, and you'd be okay. Whereas if you walked away from my standpoint, I'd just be crushed.
Right.
Crushed.
Right. Okay. I'm getting what you're saying.
I'm sorry that example made you uncomfortable.
It didn't. I was just putting myself in the situation.
Did you believe me?
Yeah.
Did you believe me for like a hot second?
Not even for a nanosecond. But I understand what you're saying. Holy shit.
Maybe am I getting too deep?
No, I think you're nailing it.
Okay.
Bam!
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's up, Kate and Leisha? This is Michelle. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. First off, just wanted to say, love the show, like everybody else. I listen to it a lot while I'm driving for work in between, you know, music. So that brings me to my question. Previous episode, you talked about road trips and, you know, taking them alone and whatnot. What I wanted to know is what you listen to on your road trip playlist.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Alaska.
Well, you know what I thought? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'll go
with
you.
Do you want to go to Alaska?
Yeah, 100% I'll go with you.
Doesn't that sound like a fun place to go?
Get a really cute coat. Some great boots.
Yeah, maybe run into the Alaskan bush people while we're there. No, they moved to Seattle. Never mind. But yeah, I would love to go to Alaska.
I'll totally do that. We should have done that. We're so
silly.
You could
go fishing.
Okay, so yeah, let's go. I'm in.
Okay, cool.
Also, do you remember that Michelle Schacht song, Anchorage? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that song? Michelle Schacht, you probably don't even know who that is. It kind of depends on the mood I'm in. Well, I'll do Daft Punk is a big one for me because I'll call some long hours. And I'm very into loud as possible before your speakers start to blow music when I'm on my own in a car. Like, I love it at like weird decibels. I like to play Riot Grrrl music. I like to air drum. I don't air guitar. I air drum a lot in a car. I sing at the top of my lungs. But then I can get it like super hippie and like be like Joni Mitchell and like, I'm very sing along. I need to sing along or like Nirvana. Like I need to be like playing air drums.
I enjoy Hole at a very loud, loud
level.
Well,
we did that in the trailer the other day.
Yeah, I feel like the music I play in the trailer is reminiscent of the music I would play on a long road trip.
Right.
Or I would go to like Little Kim or Foxy Brown and blast that really loud. Or another thing I like is my favorite DJ. His name's Scratch Bastard. He's in Canada. He puts out set lists and he has the best taste in music. Hands down. He plays everything from like old funk all the way up to like current and everything in between. He has insane musical taste. And I'll listen to like a 2-hour set and it's the best peppy music ever.
Peppy. That's cute.
And it's so good. It's so, so, so good. I highly, highly recommend.
Oh, Liz Phair. Liz Phair is a very big player in my car on a road trip.
You know what I put on last week in the makeup trailer, but I'm going to blast it next time out on a road trip. It was Luscious Jackson.
I know you put that on.
I haven't listened to them in years. Ooh, that felt good.
Mm-hmm. Feels good to go back.
It's the best music.
It feels good to go back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Liz Phair would come on our podcast?
Well, she follows you on Twitter. You should ask her.
Oh my God.
She can help answer some questions. Anyway.
Hi, Liz. I noticed you followed me.
I love white chocolate space egg.
Well, if she came on, Ollie would want to do is sing songs with her. Okay, we have you for 45 minutes. Okay, let's go. Let's sing every song you ever wrote.
Let's just sing.
Johnny, my love. She'd be like, click. Liz? Liz. Oh, God.
Well, Alicia, once again, I hope we changed some lives with our
thoughts. Lord. I'm surprised people are still tuning into this.
God love them, truly.
Yeah. I mean, thank you. Let's give a big thank you.
What are you eating? That looks good.
Oh, sorry.
Are you eating candy or cake or something?
Things from craft service, and I'm bringing them home with me.
Oh, God.
I bring them home.
Alicia.
I'm like, can I get a couple of those?
It's like eating a bowling ball.
Well, it's a delicious cherry chocolate bowling ball.
I had the banana walnut, and it was a game changer, but it's like eating a loaf of bread.
Okay. Well, sometimes I feel like just eating what I want, and I don't want to, like, watch me calories.
Go for it. No, I respect
can't.
That.
I'm natural. This is it. What you get. Yeah. I'm not going to like starve myself for television.
All I'm saying is you're making that look really good, and I wish I had one.
Yeah, well, I highly recommend when you order one at craft service, get two, put it in your whatever you carry,
keep it in the car,
fanny pack, and yeah, and you find it later, and it's a big happy surprise. You're like, oh my God, I forgot I got that.
Can I tell you what happened to me last week?
Yeah,
really quick.
Uh-huh.
So I have a big bag of gummy bears in my car, and it's like my treat when I have to drive to work sometimes in the middle of the afternoon. And I think, oh, cool, something to do. I'll eat my gummy bears driving to work. I was so excited. It's been hot out here, right? So I open the side compartment, and I get out my gummy bears, and my sweet, perfect bag of yummy gummies was just this gelatinous ball of melted goo.
What? Had it been opened? Did it leak out? Or was it just...
No, it just melted. Like,
that's so sad.
Like, they just... You have no idea. Like, driving down Washington, I was just depressed until I got to National because my treat was ruined.
All the way from Washington to National?
Even when I pulled into my parking spot, I was slightly cranky because my fucking treat was ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's my anecdote.
You can ask for them to have those for you at work, and then you could do what I do and stash a couple away for the back and forth drive.
That's a good idea.
I'm full of them.
That's a really good idea. I'll get on top of that. Kind of like when you took toilet paper back in the original series of paper
towels. I did. I was like, this is great. I don't have to ever go buy toilet paper or paper towel. It's funny because I think about that all the time and sometimes I'm tempted. I'm like, Leisha. But boy, was it great.
Well, we weren't in a paper towel toilet paper shortage back true. Then. So no one thought twice. Now, you know, Teamsters would be like, yo, where the fuck is that 20 roll? You'd get a call from Elise. Leisha.
Well, how about all the department heads and pretty much everyone in the crew would go to craft service last year and grocery shop in the truck to bring home to the family.
It was like Gelson's. It was Gelson's at work. Remember like the layout for the fruit stand? It was like, yeah. It was like the fruit stand at Gelson's. Like there was actual, like there was water misting on the plums and the apples. Remember that? Like it was outstanding. It's like, oh, that looks refreshing.
Great. I don't have to go anywhere over the weekend.
Exactly. Now you have to like, you know,
whatever. Perks of the job.
Yep. All right. Well, until next week.
See you next week.
I'll see you tomorrow at work.
Okay. Bye. Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by Kate Menig and me, Leisha Haley. Produced by Melissa DeMonts. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow Pants on Instagram at ThePantsPod. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS. Graphics are by Love Fox.